Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about person-specific offers to buyers and why they're the best. Person-specific offers. This is one of the reasons that we are so successful at this, and as well as our members. Mm-hmm. Awesome show, Joe. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community. It's free.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Eric asked, I have a question on dealing with JTROS, which is joint tenants with rights of survivorship, vesting where one owner is deceased. When I create the new deed from the remaining owner to myself, who is the grantor? Just the surviving owner? Or do I somehow need to have both of these original owners on the new deed as grantors? This is such a good question. I love it.
It really is.
And I love the person that set it up correctly because, you know, and that's why you do this. The joint tenants with rights of survivorship means that if someone should pass on, instead of it going to down the chain to heirs and all that, it's just the surviving member now is the sole owner. So,
right. So
go for it, Jack.
I mean, this is what I would do. There's some state requirements that are weird, but the vast majority of joint tenants works like this. So the grantor would be something like Jack and Jill as joint tenants with rights of survivorship, period. That's it. And residents of Arizona, maybe. But let's just say it's Jack and Jill with joint tenants rights of survivorship. Jack passes on. Jill wants to convey the property to somebody new. That's it. The grantor is exactly the same as it was on the vesting deed. It's Jack and Jill as joint tenants. Jill signing. Both people as joint tenants have, signing power to convey 100% of that property. So it, you know, now, are there some exceptions? Yeah. Always, always, always. If you're new at this and haven't worked in that county before, this is even what we do at this level. In a new county, we call a county and make sure that we're doing it right before we send it all in. But I mean, is that how you would do it, Jill, or would you alter the grantor?
You know, I think you're correct, but I would follow up with, and I've done this in the past, recording just in case down the road there's any question. I have sent in and recorded in the past death certificates.
Yeah.
Proving that.
Yeah, because some states, if it's not recorded in joint tenants, you know, you still can get away with doing that. If one person is deceased, the other person's a signer, they just need some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I may have been going
above and beyond but it's just an extra little insurance thing. Sometimes I do that. I've been known to go above and beyond. That way it's crystal clear. It was all legitimate and nobody pulled a fast one on anybody.
Yeah.
You know, because what if it was joint tenants and it's just like two brothers, let's just say, because the parents gave it to the two brothers. You know, they're not married. They're not living together. They may not be getting along, you know, and I want to make sure everybody knows that this is all legitimate.
Sure, that's a good point.
So, and it's really easy in this situation to get an original copy of the death certificate from who you're getting the property from. They will absolutely, and once it's recorded, the county will send it right back to you. So they just basically make a copy of it and return it to you. They don't keep it. And then I will then, you know, forward it, send it back to the original person saying, hey, I need to basically borrow this. Well, I do it and then send it back.
Yeah, you know, I've done it both ways. And I, you know, now that you mentioned say it that way, I like your way better. You just take that extra step just to make sure.
Yeah.
And either way, I think the county recorder is going to tell you exactly what they want.
Exactly. That's
somebody,
true.
I mean, in my stint in accounting, somebody said, just do exactly what you're told. Don't do anything more. Don't do anything less. And provide this and that. And then we're done.
You're right.
And so, you know, but I think in the end, Joe, I really think that your way is better. I think that you're avoiding, you know, the recorder has a shredder in their office. If they don't need that death certificate, they can just set it back or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like we get death certificates sent, original death certificates sent back to us all the time. I see them in the mail when we're recording property.
Right.
Anyway, another great question. Mm-hmm. Hey, if you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us at landacademy.com. Today's topic, person-specific offers. Send them to buyers. They're always the best. This is the meat of the show. All right, so I love this topic, and the root of the thing is a mail merge. If you send an offer to a person and their name, you know, really specifically to John Smith at 123 Main Street, we would like to buy your property in Mojave County, Arizona, you're going to get a much, much, much better response than if you just sent it to whom it may concern, or Mr. Smith. I understand you have some property in Arizona. The more specific you can be in these offers and in these documents that you mail to people, offers to owners, the higher your degree of yield, acquisition yield will be, hands down. I've tried it all different ways. And so it's a lot easier than you think. You just line up a bunch of data in rows and link it to a document. It's so simple. Jill, I know you've tried it the other way too. And I mean, what are your thoughts on this? This is what, you know, this whole, I wanted to do this show with you because there's some stuff that you and I do because we're so far into this that we kind of take for granted. And this is something that because I had a conversation with a person who was like, what do you mean you can do that? They never heard of a mail merge before. Again, somebody who's been in real estate for a lot of years and they had no idea how easy this is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I know that you deal with Land Academy members sometimes and you send them stuff that's really, you know, mail merged or email merged. And I think you get a better response, right?
Yeah. I've had people do that I've sent emails and I've worded them so well that they I don't want to say that I do send a lot of personal emails, but sometimes my group will send out emails that are, we put names on them and people really do think that I am the only one that got this. I'm very special. And that's what you're doing to these buyers. And what's interesting to me, like you said, it's I have talked to a number of people that have been in real estate and flipping and things for years. And they never thought of putting anything other than dear resident,
yeah.
You know, and when I sit and tell them, well, hold on a moment, think about this for a second. And they go, wow, no wonder that would have a better strike percentage here. If it really said, dear Mr. Smith, my name is da, 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 da. This is my company. This is who we are. This is our business. We are very seriously interested in your, you know, property at this location, and I know with this size, this acreage, here's the legal, here's the APN, so you know it's all very personal, like you said, and here's the price I'm willing to pay, and here's I can close within by this date, and here's how the transaction would be handled. Who's not going to go whoa and pay attention?
That's what I think.
And it's so funny, the people that go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I never thought of that.
Yep.
I'm like, yeah. You know, they sit and put themselves in that recipient's shoes and go, well, heck yeah, I would sit up and pay attention too.
Right.
And it changes their world in a very positive way.
Yeah. So imagine you sit down like it's 1949 and you have a piece of paper and a pen and you write an offer out. There's only five. And let's say now you want to do it to 10. You want to make 10 offers. So you sit there and you write 10 offers out on a piece of paper, like a yellow pad, right? You flip one page over and you do it again. Well, and it's the exact same offer, except some stuff changes. The address that you're sending it to changes, the person's name, first and last name change. The offer amount might change because it's different pieces of real estate. So you get the idea. The vast majority of the documents are all exactly the same. Mm-hmm. What's changing are maybe, let's say, 5 or 6 or 8 variables. That's a mail merge. Now imagine an Excel spreadsheet with 10,000 names in it and 10,000 lines of data. And the data is only the variables, the price, the first and the last name, and things like that. It's very, very simple. It takes 10 minutes to send out 10,000 offers the way that you have this set up.
Mm-hmm.
And you're exactly right. You nailed it. Actually, you took the wind out of my sails a little bit. And I'm coming from you, it's actually better. because people extremely, like we have a person in our group who's a commercial real estate, in the commercial real estate business in Texas. Makes a ton of money, actually left his position, to do this full time because he said, this is, I've been buying commercial real estate for years and years and years. We've been doing it all wrong. I tested this thing before I joined your group and it works like a dream. So I'm not sitting here trying to sell anything. I'm really not. I'm just saying I get a lot of personal pleasure out of people saying, you know what? I had the basics and we were doing just fine, but now we're killing it because this is even better. Mm-hmm. You got to send a personal thing out. You know, think of women. Women don't want to be in a group of women and they want to be the only girl and the best girl and the best treated. That's everybody everybody wants to have special treatment. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. What I think about too is you don't need to, when you personalize it like this and you do it correctly, you don't have to use any gimmicks. You don't have to do pretend yellow, make it look handwritten. I don't have to put a dollar in there. You know, all those little things that people do, you don't need to do that. For me, that kind of cheapens it for me. I have to say.
Absolutely. It's like disrespectful. I agree completely.
It is. It's like, oh, it's a little trick. You put a little dollar in here. You put a magnet in here or something like that. And that's one of the things, Jack, that I love about how this is all of you because of you is let's just be respectful and have good, decent offers and be very respectful of these prospective sellers. And it sure comes across. I mean, when they sign them and send them back, I mean, they've done their homework. They've thought about it. They're legitimate. They're ready. They've checked us out. They know where this is real and they're ready to go.
Yep. Yeah. I've done it multiple ways, but I still do remember it was around 2000 and I'm thinking, I think 4 or 5 or 6 where we really invoked a lot of it's because of RealQuest really started to do mail merges. And, you know, first it was just the first name and last name, kind of like your newsletter. You know, there's not a lot of newsletters, online newsletter, I mean, mm-hmm. where in the body of the newsletter, there aren't too many variables, if any. It's really just a person's first and last name or first name. So we used to do a version of a mailer back then like that. And then we really said, well, why not just tell them what we're going to pay and avoid all these back and forth. And that was when the light bulb seriously like exploded over my head, not just went off. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really, really exciting. To this day, we still improve it. You know, a lot of times I get people calling back. I don't answer the phone anymore, but I just remember a lot of people was legitimately concerned about where I got this data. Like, how do you know all this stuff about me? You know,
right.
not like your favorite color is red, but where you live, what the tax rates are, the assessed value, what we're willing to pay, the fact that you have 6 properties, not just one in Arizona, and on and on and on. I formulated a sentence that said, you know, I don't mean to freak you out, but this is a matter of public record. If you want me to take you
off. I'm not stalking you.
Yeah. If you want me to take you off the list, I certainly will. But I'll tell you, I meant it as respect. You know, I'm not horsing around. I really do want to buy your property. And 9 times out of 10, they respond really favorably to that.
Mm-hmm. They do. I think, honestly, it's all transparency. And I think now, too, with the internet, if it were me as a recipient and I now have a way to go look you up and make sure that you are legitimate, that makes me feel good.
Exactly. Now,
we can all do that. It's not just, I'm not just saying it in the letter. And this is one thing that I tell our members too. I'm like, you know, everybody be out. You got to be out there. You cannot hide behind your thing. Or if that's your goal, you're not going to do as well. Because these people want to know that you're real and they want to be able to, you know, do their homework and check you out before they sign something and send it back. So you might be missing some people if you're not doing that.
Exactly. Oh, I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've made all these mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know in life, I mean, seriously, Jack, it's funny how many people I know for a fact that you and I are out somewhere and we meet people and I know that they're Googling us. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, yeah, sure.
You know, they're going, is this for real? These people are legitimate, you know, and stuff. And I know they look us up and it's kind of funny.
Yep.
So, but yeah.
Sometimes they're Uber drivers and they do it before we're even done with the ride.
Oh my gosh.
One time?
Yes. Well, it's just because they hear our conversation. So yeah, I've had at least 2 that I can think of in the last 6 months of Uber drivers reaching out, wanting to learn about Land Academy, you know, it's just because they want to get in investing in property and they haven't figured out how to do it. And they hear us and you know, talking in the back and laughing, right, having a good time. They're like, I want to do what they do. So yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, we make it sound too easy and too fun.
That's true. There is a teaspoon full of effort, to quote Seth Williams. Gosh, I haven't used that quote in a long time.
Our COO he's famous for saying that. You're making this look too easy. All right. Yep. You're portraying this as there's no work at all. It's not. There is a little bit of work. A teaspoon of work.
Exactly. He's so funny.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your mailer ambition. Specifically, there's that one Uber driver when you're in Los Angeles. She looked like the Black Dahlia.
Oh, yes.
And she was just, you know, smack on the phone. Like Jack and Jill, you know.
Yes.
People have different reactions to that Jack and Jill thing.
Usually they giggle.
Yeah.
That's what I see. They're like, ah, you know, like they meet me, the Jill, and then they meet the Jack, and they go, there's a little light, but there's like a 3-second pause, right, and then the light bulb goes off.
Exactly.
It's really funny.
Most of the time with real estate guys, they don't believe me. They're like, okay, whatever. And then I say, look, Jack's my middle name. And, you know, this is Jill, and it's been a lot of years that we've been doing this together, and they're like, okay, all right, that's okay then. They just think it's a flat ass out lie, like a public publicity stunt. It cracks me up.
That's so funny. They don't. And then we have to tell them, look, we didn't. It was. It just happened. It's okay.
Yeah. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cash Flow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.